Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Andrew.
Bring our audience up to speed with this defendant. Who is he? What did he reportedly do? And how did he run afoul of the law?
So the interesting part about this is there are several aspects of this particular incident that really make up very neat concentric circles. It's a quintessential example of what we keep talking about with regards to the amount of social media that's used, the preemptive chatter of active shooters, the amount that actually speak and brag about good even plans. And also, this was a great example of someone stepping up preemptively and being able to mitigate something before the actual shooting took place.
Sure. And so he posted the video, and then that was enough for law enforcement to, obtain a search warrant?
Right. So for all of you listeners to understand, where law enforcement runs a fine line is with respect to hate crime. So hate crime speech, hate speech, is constitutionally protected. Until, of course, there's a bridge, which is what law enforcement look for regarding the content of the speech that makes things become actionable. In his video that he posted on Instagram, he was specific about a location. He was specific about a group of people. He was discussing the weapons he would use, and he was actually fantasizing about the media results once he had already taken place. So based on his speech, he passed what was constitutionally protected, in that allowing law enforcement to act preemptively. And quite frankly, thank God they were able to collaborate expeditiously and mitigate the risk. We look at the search warrant itself and what was garnered from that, we can clearly see that if this had not had been done, there's no telling how many lives would have been lost.
And inside the home, they reported finding?
Several. They haven't given an exact number, but several long guns, either semi-automatic or fully automatic. Dozens, they didn't go into the exact amount of ammunition.
Right.
Once again, we find the body armor, but only with this individual, he also had a gas mask, which shows not just incredible intent, but also a desire to be able to incapacitate his particular field so that he could raise the kill count, which is what he's intended to do.
Of course, to be released on bond, he likely needs to pay, $25,000? But that's still a steep figure for a posted threat. Is he being made an example?
No, actually, what law enforcement is doing here in concert with the district attorney's office, the local prosecutor's office, is the right thing. They're utilizing what he's done by the letter of the law. Now, clearly, we don't have domestic terrorism on the books right now. But what we do have is, telecommunication harassment and aggravated menacing. They've used these, and to the maximum amount imported by state law, in order to bring charges and to levy the highest amount of bond possible. So, lesson to anyone out there that as we continue to move forward on this, this kind of speech is not going to be tolerated. Law enforcement is going to begin to act more preemptively. And God willing, we're going to have more and more citizens that are going to step up and be willing to get involved when they hear or see something that is alarming, such as this.
He could potentially face federal charges. Do you see that happening?
Andrew, I'm going to tell you right now, I am certain that you and I are going to be back on with your wonderful listening audience talking about the federal charges coming forthwith, and I would not be surprised if they're not coming within the next couple of weeks.
And finally, if he's released on bond, how could law enforcement monitor him? I suspect they will.
Well, right. Law enforcement will monitor him via an ankle bracelet, and where the GPS monitoring attached to device inside the home, once that device goes anywhere without a certain boundary marker of that home device, it'll send an immediate message to law enforcement, as well as track his position no matter where he goes. Further, if you were to try to take that device off, it does the exact same thing.
Okay, so that's a fait accompli. He's getting the bracelet.
That's the get out of jail contingency. If he makes bail, he's going to have a bracelet.
Always great insight. Paul Violas, CBS News law enforcement and security analyst and host of Apple's 5-star podcast, Security Matters. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.